RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the Hyundai Ioniq 5. Ireland's best-selling electric car in 2022, based on the latest published monthly figures.
With the latest traffic and travel, I'm Afric O'Connell. In Dublin, traffic is still busy on the N7 inbound towards Junction 4 Rathcoole and again approaching Newlands Cross. There are also long inbound delays on Concolbert Road towards the South Circular Road Junction, with traffic backing up onto the Chapel Izzard bypass. In Cork, traffic is slow on the M8 southbound towards the Dunkettle Interchange, and nearby there are delays approaching the Dunkettle roundabout on the Lower Glanmire Road. In Meath, southbound traffic is slow on the N2 through Kilmoon Cross, and in Waterford, works are slowing traffic on the N25 about halfway between Dungarvan and the city at Carroll's Cross. And that's the latest traffic and travel news.
RTE Radio 1 Sport with the Kia EV6, Irish Car of the Year, and now European Car of the Year 2022. Discover the EV6 at kia.com.
The World According to Damien Duff, and a lifetime later, back to Cheltenham. Darren Frehill is with us.
Indeed. Good morning, Gavin. The Cheltenham Festival underway. 1:30 start. So many great races this afternoon, but the big one, I think, for many of us will be the champion hurdle at 3:30. Irish Eyes on the defending champion, Honeysuckle. And we know what Rachel Blackmore did on Honeysuckle last year. Unfortunately, at the time, no crowds there at Prestbury Park to witness that magical moment. That'll be a very different story this morning, or later on this afternoon, hopefully. Rupert Bell is at the venue for us this week and this morning. He joins me live from there. Rupert, it's one of the great sights in sport. Can you paint a picture for us, first of all?
Well, at the moment, we've got a lovely spring morning. The sun was beating down over Cleve Hill this morning, and the horses, most of the Irish horses, having an early morning spin. As I came into the racecourse, I saw Henry de Bromhead walking in to obviously oversee last-minute preparations for Honeysuckle. She will have gone out for a little gentle canter around the infield here, and obviously hoping, and we all hope, I think, in many ways, whether you're going to back something else in the race, that she does win, because it was the start of an extraordinary few weeks for Rachel Blackmore that transported her from just being a well-known jockey to a global superstar, and Honeysuckle and her are inextricably linked together. 14 unbeaten runs, and it would just, I think, well, people at the Dublin Racing Festival said the reception she received then was something extraordinary. Well, if she wins the champion hurdle, double that, maybe triple that, because I think it will be a testament to, and a chance for race fans from both sides of the RSC to celebrate what they've achieved.
What are conditions like underfoot there, under hoof even, Rupert?
Well, under hoof, I think the clerk of the course, the new clerk of the course here, John Pollin, has described it as good to soft. We've had, as they say, a drying night. There is a bit of a breeze here, hence the reason that it has dried out. Rain is forecast tomorrow, which could juice things up for not only tomorrow's racing, but the new course, which is used on the last 2 days. But actually, good to soft. It's as near perfect. There's a lovely, lush covering of grass, and there will be 65,000 expecting race fans pouring into the race course from 10:30 this morning, or when the tapes go up for the first. I think we'll just unleash the pent-up enthusiasm for jump racing fans from Ireland and indeed Britain. But the only thing we hope for over here is that we're not quite so humiliated as last year when we lost 23-5.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Rupert. There's four grade ones finally today. What are the highlights for you, and who are the horses we should be watching out for?
Well, obviously, the first race is that Supreme Novices Hurdle. From a British perspective, Nicky Henderson has got two, Constitution Hill and John Bond, but Dysart Dynamo is probably going to go off favourite for Willie Mullins. So how many races will he have the favourite for? Then the Arkell, Edwardstone, obviously represents the home challenge, has a good chance. And then, I suppose, obviously, then all eyes on the champion hurdle and Honeysuckle. Hopefully, she will do the business. But I have a sneaking regard for Tommy's Oscar, who is a big price outsider, but has been unbeaten. And if he hadn't been trained by that, well, he's not trained by this very small trainer in terms of numbers, the Hamiltons, I'm sure he'd be a shorter price. But whatever, I think we're in for a real treat to celebrate the return of crowds here for the biggest show in jump racing.
Rupert Bell, thank you very much. Go well there today at Prestbury Park. Racing beginning once again 1:30, and we'll have updates throughout the day on RTE Radio 1 and also the RTE Sport website and news app. St. Pat's are top of the SSE Electricity League Premier Division. 2-0 win at home to UCD last night. Both Sligo and Derry are joint second. Sligo 3-1 winners against Finn Harps, and Derry had a 2-0 victory over Drogheda. Champions Shamrock Rovers are 2 points off the leaders. They were held by Dundalk to a scoreless draw. Bohemians and Shelburne played out a 1-1 draw. Bohemians finished the game with 10 men. They needed a late goal as well to get a share of the spoils there. The Shells manager is Damien Duff. Damien has brought a lot of attention on the League of Ireland this year. Welcome attention at that. And last night, he was a little bit disappointed with the late equaliser, but proud overall of how his players performed. He's been talking to Siobhan Madigan.
On reflection, the game, the lads are in there. Good that we haven't won the game, which I think speaks volumes about the squad. Team coming up from the first division, playing one of the supposed big hitters. They've been amazing since day one, and I guess you could say tonight it's a part-time budget. Us up against a full-time budget, a very big budget, and the part-time budget should have won.
Should have won. Lived off scraps, though, in the first half and under the cosh at times as well.
Listen, you can call it scraps. The way I see it is having a good shape, having a good structure, not conceding chances. And when you have the ball, it's just showing that quality to take it out of pressure, whether it be dribbling out of pressure, passing out of pressure. I think you can be in somewhat type of control even when you don't have the ball. I can't fault any of them.
In the first division, wins for Cork City, Galway United, Bray and Cove, Cork and Galway joint top there. Another big twist in the Premier League last night. Manchester City held to a scoreless draw by Crystal Palace. City only 4 clear now of Liverpool. Liverpool play their game in hand against Arsenal tomorrow. Big result for their manager, the Palace manager that is, Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, we were really focusing on the defensive side of it, and we knew that we were not going to have the possession. It was really important for us is the midfielder five to be tight and compact and to stop them finding those players inside the pocket, because we know that when they find those players, they become really, really dangerous. And I think at time we did it really well. We wanted to force the ball going wide, and from there started to put pressure on the ball. And I think today we had a really good game plan, and the players executed really well.
Yeah, well, it's become very interesting, the Premier League title race, hasn't it? We thought it was a foregone conclusion a couple of weeks ago. Liverpool right back in it. Celtic beat Dundee United in the Scottish Cup. They book a place in the semi-finals, and they've been drawn against Rangers in the last four. Action tonight in the last 16 of the Champions League. Two games, Ajax Benfica, 2-2 from the first leg, and Manchester United and Atletico Madrid, 1-1 from the first meeting, and that is live on RTE2 television. Both matches underway at 8 o'clock. Shane Lowry's challenge at the Players faded last night. He finished in a tie for 13th, 7 behind the eventual winner Cameron Smith. Seamus Power and Rory McIlroy finished tied for 33rd. And finally, the GAA has doubled down on their decision to cover players' expenses for just 4 gatherings a week, to include both training and matches. Any additional sessions must be negotiated by individual counties. The association issued a circular to counties last night. That is your sport for now. Back